Bishop Kagan, you were here yesterday to offer the funeral mass for Father Steve Zastopol. I welcome you back for this event. You've been very good to me. You're a man of deep faith, a strong leader. You love our schools. I'm grateful that you're my bishop on this anniversary. To my brother priests, Father Hochalter, Father Dosh, Father Streifel, Monsignor Shea, to our deacons, to my great staff, my dear family, and to all the faithful, it's impossible for me to imagine how I could be more blessed on this occasion of my silver jubilee of ordination to the priesthood. I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful to all of you. Many of you have come, many of my relatives have come, with great expense and time, and I'm grateful. From early on in my seminary studies, one of the most, I guess you could say, striking verses of the New Testament to me at the time was what we just heard in today's gospel, the most striking to me as a young student. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. Our blessed Lord in today's gospel is in his hometown. He's surrounded by his relatives and friends, having just had success in the synagogue in Capernaum. He enters and teaches in the synagogue in Nazareth, his home turf. What could go wrong? The people were first astounded, the Bible tells us. But often, familiarity leads to contempt. And they took offense at him. Mark even implies that Jesus was somewhat caught off guard by this rejection. He marvels at their lack of faith in a place where he had a right to expect it. He was with his own. As a result, he couldn't do much work there. He couldn't do much work there. Because the identity of Jesus can only be grasped by faith. This striking verse reminds us, Jesus cannot manifest God's mercy. He cannot manifest God's power without some kind of faith response. He's not a traveling miracle worker. And there was no faith response in his hometown. In fact, this is the last time in Mark's gospel that Jesus would ever enter a synagogue. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ as the Lord of me, the God of me, my Savior, is a gift. And in the past 25 years, I've come to really believe it's a fragile gift. If we've been given this gift, and not everybody has, but if we've been given this gift, faith must have human soil to take root. Or our Lord may marvel at how we lost our faith. a parish is that human soil. This is the place where our faith takes root. And I love being a parish priest. I've been a parish priest for 9,133 days, but who's counting? I love it. And I love St. Wenceslaus. Bishop, I absolutely love it here. The human soil of the parish, the human soil of the parish is where things happen, or not. This is where we learn what the church should be or not be. Pope Francis has called the parish to be a family, not a private club. He's called the parish to be a garden rather than a museum. But 54 tons of marble is nice. Or what we're most familiar with him saying, the parish is a field hospital in the midst of the human family. Stepping in this human soil is our way to heaven. And you're doing it faithfully. Therefore, are we not really gathering today to thank God for the gift of the priesthood, to thank God for the gift of the parish priest? Every parish needs one. Even a priest needs a priest. That's why God still calls. And personally, I think of all that human soil in my life in the last quarter century. I witnessed 325 weddings. That's a lot of cake and keg beer. I offered 677 funerals. I pray for those souls. They're all written, each name, in my book. I think of the more than 100 people I've received into the church, how they're mysteriously inspired to become Catholic. Creating new worship space here and in Mandan. Because as Pope Paul VI said to artists, the church is the primary custodian of beauty. Two Dalmatians. I love my dogs more than most men. After you, Bishop, and Mom and Dad. That was kind of awkward. We have dogs. Bishop, we have dogs because they make us better. I have been privileged in my life to be responsible for Catholic education. I think of the countless baptisms, anointings, confessions. I offered well over 10,000 masses and the countless meetings, most of which I'm happy to forget. For all that human soil, I'm grateful. And like the people of Nazareth in that synagogue, I also stand before you to say, I'm astounded. I'm astounded. Because my life as a priest is as mysterious as it is real. My dear people of God, may we always desire to step and walk in the human soil of a parish. Pray for priests, and may Mary, the first and most perfect disciple, always lead us to her Son. Mary, our model of faith and mother of priests, pray for us. Amen.